From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Yeah, something like a strong wind is coming over me. It's got a hold of me, yeah. Thinking and doing things I shouldn't be, I really shouldn't be. Yeah, but one more call is the one more what you're doing right now. It's the one more trip to my side of town and you walk right in. T-shirts on each other, your hands all over me. I tell myself I'm not in love, but one more time is a night in love. One last kiss and then you're a goner. Like you, should you could stay a little longer. So calm and so cool, yeah, I try to be like it don't bother me. Time was the last time until I'm all alone. Then I'm picking up the phone. Yeah, it's one more call, it's the one more what you're doing right now. It's the one more trip to my side of town and you walk right in. It's one more, here we go again. One more drink leads to another. You slide up close to me, taping t-shirts off each other. Yeah, hands on. Myself, I'm not in love, but one more time is a night in love. One last kiss and then you're gone. Mind you, wishing you could stay a little longer. T-shirts on each other, your hands all over me. I tell myself I'm not in love, but one more time is a night in love. One last kiss and then you're gone. And I'm like you, wishing you could stay a little longer. Stay a little longer. Wishing you could stay a little longer.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. In an 8-1 ruling, the Supreme Court's found it is not a violation of the Second Amendment to temporarily take guns away from people who are accused of domestic violence. ABC's Devin Dwyer.
This is a big win for the FBI and the background check system. They tell me that since this law was in place in 1994, it's prevented the sale of 77,000 guns to people under these orders.
Justice Clarence Thomas was the lone dissenter. The National Weather Service says we could see record-breaking raking heat from Oklahoma City to Washington, D.C. over the next few days. Manhattan D.A. Alvin Bragg has opposed lifting a limited gag order on former President Trump ahead of his July 11th sentencing in his New York criminal trial. Steve Bannon has filed an emergency application with the U.S. Supreme Court. The longtime Trump ally wants to stay out of prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. This is ABC News. The FAA is investigating an incident early Wednesday morning involving a Southwest Airlines flight that was headed to Oklahoma City. The jet on approach for landing, flying a little over 500 feet above a residential area while still miles from the airport.
The air traffic controller in the tower saved the day by telling them, check your altitude.
ABC News contributor and retired Marine pilot Steve Ganyard. Controversial social media law meant to protect minors takes effect in New York next year.
New York's governor signing a bill to restrict social media use by minors.
We know that we've already lost too many kids, or kids that are spiraling for a long time now.
Under the law, people under 18 will only be allowed to see posts from accounts they follow, rather than content suggested by an algorithm. And platforms can't send minors notifications between midnight and 6 a.m. The restrictions can be turned off with parental consent.
ABC's Andrea Fujii, and I'm Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The flood watch continues in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Showers and thunderstorms at times throughout the afternoon, 90% chance. Locally heavy rain possible. Highs mid-70s, east winds at around 5. Tonight, 90% chance of showers and storms again. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rain, lows upper 60s. This reminder, the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast has been moved to Sunday morning from 7 till 11 at Marbeck Dairy, south of Mondovi. Again, Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast has been moved to Sunday from 7 till 11.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A Beloit police officer will not be facing charges after shooting a man armed with swords. Ted Allen has more.
When police arrived at a Beloit home in April, a man identified as Michael Ward allegedly threatened to kill someone who called police on him. When Ward allegedly swung two swords near an unidentified person and an officer trying to protect that person, Officer Nicholas Rodenbeck fired six shots at Ward, who was taken to a hospital where he later died. The Rock County District Attorney said Thursday Rodenbeck fired his weapon to protect the life of the person, since they were in imminent danger from Ward's behavior.
The new chief financial officer at Milwaukee Public Schools says the school district needs to solve its fiscal problems first and then needs to hire more people. Todd Gray says he will address MPS's staffing problem before he can finish up the fiscal reports that are already creeping on being a year late. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Numbers RS, your daily money managers. 3rd Avenue West, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. And SFB, Security Financial Bank. Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. The Durand Police Department is warning residents of a phone scam. According to police, three businesses in Durand received calls yesterday from someone claiming that an employee was arrested and the business needed to bail them out. And another call claimed that an employee was involved in a crash and needed money. The caller tried to claim they were a Durand police officer. That is not the case. If you receive this type of call, do not give out any information and contact the Durand Police Department. Students at Keddie Woodlawn Elementary School will have a new principal next year. This week, the Durand, Arkansas School Board accepted the resignation of Principal Erica Johnson, who has been with the district for 13 years. Johnson thanked the board and the community for all of the support over the years.
This community is absolutely phenomenal. If you need anything, there are how many people standing at the door ready to help, and the amount of support and love that I have felt here has been tremendous, and that is truly my wish for the next leader coming in, is that they are given the amount of grace that I had to find their footing.
Johnson will be working with a new company to help prevent school violence across the nation. A Wisconsin woman is in the hospital after a motorcycle accident on I-90 in Olmsted County Wednesday. The Minnesota State Patrol says the driver of the motorcycle, 58-year-old James Girock of Whitehall, lost control in the westbound lanes of the interstate near milepost 228 in Dover. 56-year-old Angela Girock of Whitehall fell off the back of the motorcycle and was transported by helicopter to St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester with non-life-threatening injuries. We're starting to get some answers about a month-old killing in Trempealeau County. Prosecutors provided details yesterday about the May 15th killing in Ettrick. Investigators say the suspect in the case, Todd Geek, shot and killed the victim, Kyle Dahl, as he was driving home from his family farm. The prosecution's case doesn't say it outright, but it appears Geek didn't know Dahl, and investigators say that Geek shot Dahl for no reason. Dahl's body was found in a ditch off the highway, and the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department refused to release any other information about the case. Prosecutors say Geek told investigators he was, quote, on edge, unquote, and bothered by how Dahl was driving just before the shooting. The University of Wisconsin has rested its case against former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao, but no one's saying when the school will decide if he gets to keep his job as a professor. The university wrapped up a two-day disciplinary hearing yesterday. Gao was fired last year when his porn career came to light. Interim lacrosse chancellor Betsy Morgan says since then, the university has been the butt of jokes and has seen pushback from humiliated alumni, and even had one student ask for a new diploma without Gao's name on it. Gao pressed Morgan for examples of how he harmed the school's reputation, saying he helped bring in more students during his time as chancellor. Gao is trying to keep his job as a communication professor. Wisconsin's employment numbers are their highest in history. May's labor numbers show that the state had over 3 million people working. Department of Workforce Development Section Chief Scott Hodick said the continued low unemployment rate is good for workers. Over 3 million people are now employed in the state, and the unemployment level is at 2.9%, about a point below the national average. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The problems with the new Mondovi wastewater treatment plant to continue. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says it's not the plant itself, but an attachment to the plant from a company called ClearAz that is not working properly.
It was operational for a period of time. It went back offline, went back online. They indicated we had to make some changes to how much product waste we were giving them. You know, our position is that, you know, the plant was built to design and it's operating properly, and their process should mesh and match up with our process, not the other way around. So having some difficulties with the company there, and we'll just see how this plays out. We have a bonding insurance and other things as well there. So I think there's some opportunity here to get this done, and if it can't get done correctly, then we've got some recourse as well.
The attachment in question uses algae to reduce the amount of phosphorus. It has been installed in two other communities in Wisconsin. There are new questions about Chippewa County's sheriff getting personally involved in a case. The lawyer for a foster parent sentenced to jail in Chippewa County this week wrote a letter to the judge accusing Sheriff Travis Hakes of threatening to hand down extra punishments to his client. The case ended up with a plea deal and an 8-month jail sentence, but the lawyer says the sheriff is threatening to take away the foster parent's work release. The letter says Sheriff Hakes is personal friends with some of the witnesses in the case. This is just the most recent time that someone in Chippewa County has questioned Hanks's integrity and job performance. The sheriff's not commenting on the letter. The Pierce County Fair this year is offering online ticket sales. Tickets purchased prior to the fair through online sales have reduced pricing than tickets that are purchased at the gate. Advance tickets purchased online will cost $5 for a single-day ticket, and season passes will be $13. Advance concert tickets will also be $10, and truck and tractor pull tickets $7. Now, besides online sales, select advance tickets will be available at locations throughout Pierce County, including Ellsworth, Hager City, Maiden Rock, and River Falls. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again accepting applications for the E-Cycle Wisconsin Electronics Collection Grant for projects hosting an electronic collection site or event between September of 2024 and December of 2025. In 2022 and 2023, the DNR awarded more than $135,000 to 29 projects in 18 counties, mostly in rural areas. The project supported the development of a permanent collection site in Pepin County, and also 31-day collection events between August of 2022 and May of 2024. Applications are due by 5 p.m. on Wednesday, July 31st. You're listening to WRDN News.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Wisconsin State Fair Cream Puff is turning 100 years old this year. For the first time, flavored versions of the traditional treat will be offered at the Wisconsin State Fair. Root beer float, raspberry cheesecake, and English toffee-flavored cream puffs will be served during different days, with a chocolate birthday cake variety on sale August 10th only. Only 1,924 flavored puffs will be available to fairgoers each day. The flavored cream puff schedule is available at the Wisconsin State Fair website. I don't know about you, but I'll take a dozen of the root beer float, please. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy today with highs tapping the mid-70s. Heavy rain and strong to severe storms will strike this afternoon into tomorrow, bringing soaking rainfall totals that could create flash flooding. A flood watch remains in effect through Saturday afternoon. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 65.
The Brewers let one slip away. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. In Anaheim, the Brewers did a lot of things well in beating the Angels in two of three games. But the Padres are a better club than the Angels are, and it showed last night in their series opener. San Diego jumped on Milwaukee starter Bryce Wilson early, scoring four times off of him in the first.
I wasn't super pleased with how he threw the ball, but he did get us some outs. The leadoff walk and 2-0-2 home runs put us really behind the eight ball, but to his credit, he came back and battled and gave us all he could. You know, got 15 outs for us. But again, five runs and 15 outs is not what we're looking for here. Three home runs.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, but then his club did what they've been doing all season long. They just kept clawing back.
And Hoskins turns on one deep into left field. And it is over the head of Azokar. Bowers is in, and Reese Hoskins with a game-tying double.
Valley Sports Wisconsin with the play-by-play, Brian Anderson on the call. It was 6-6 in the ninth with two out. San Diego's Jake Cronenworth then hits the walk-off solo home run off of Yoel Piamps into the right field corner, 7-6 the final. The Padres with a win. Game two of the four-game series is tonight, starting at 8:40. Meanwhile, Brewers rookie left-hander Robert Gasser's season is over. He's opted to have Tommy John surgery. The procedure will happen on Monday. In his five major league starts, Gasser was 2-0 with a 2.57 ERA and a whip of just over one. Best-case scenario is that he'll be back at this time next year. To football, former Packers All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari is a free agent for the first time. He's wondering what's next after three seasons that were besieged by injuries. Bakhtiari appeared on ESPN this week and was asked about his future.
When people do ask me, I do always tell them, like, where do you want to play? Where are you going to play next? I'm like, I want to play the next Super Bowl MVP. That's it.
Fair enough. But right now, he's just hoping that someone will take a chance on his bad knees. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
$5 won't get you much food these days, even on a value menu. Unless you're at KFC. With the new taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy Drummond thigh, creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit starting at just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. The new taste of KFC deals starting at just $4.99. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
A smooth, close Barbasol shave in the morning lifts your confidence.
That rich, creamy lather will catapult you to greatness. Nothing can stop you today. Well, except that traffic jam. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Haas remains committed to the sport, and teams check in to New Hampshire. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Before every NASCAR race,
thank you all the veterans and those that are serving today,
we stop, we listen, we look to the skies, the awe-inspiring roar and thunder. To all those near and far, home and abroad, we thank you and we salute you with a little noise of our own. NASCAR salutes, together with Coca-Cola at New Hampshire, Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Current NASCAR Cup Series co-team owner Gene Haas released a statement late yesterday stating that while the team he is currently involved in, Stewart Haas Racing, will dissolve at the end of the season, Haas will remain involved in the sport at a much smaller scale, retaining one NASCAR Cup Series legacy charter, and he plans to field two Xfinity Series teams. The new organization will be known as the Haas Factory Team. And NASCAR Cup and Xfinity Series teams head to New Hampshire Motor Speedway for a doubleheader weekend of racing. Xfinity cars will practice and qualify today for their race tomorrow, while the Cup cars will hit the track tomorrow to set their starting lineup for Sunday's USA Today 301. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Celebrate June Dairy Month by stopping at O'Galley Cheese for their Dairy Month special. For the whole month of June, get $1 off per pound of these delicious, flavorful cheeses. Banana Pepper Monterey Jack, Cappuccino Monterey Jack, Garlic Pesto Monterey Jack, Sweet Fire Mango Monterey Jack, Morel and Leek Monterey Jack, Bruschetta Monterey Jack, and Mediterranean Cheddar. These cheeses will make your taste buds dance. Special is good in-store and online at O'Galley Cheese.
If you're looking for beneficial plants that aren't fussy, grow some wildflowers. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Wildflowers bring you pollinators for free and improve the soil as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
Wildflowers have survived floods, drought, sandy soil, clay soil, and other extremes for millions of years. They're still around and offering tremendous assets to our ecosystems, including helping pollinators. Miriam Goldberger owns a wildflower farm in Canada and has written a book about the plant's benefits. She says from a scientific, ecological, and biological point of view, wildflowers are necessary for our native pollinators to survive. They provide the perfect pollen and nectar.
all the pollinators are evolutionarily linked together, the pollinators and the wildflowers, so that when you are only providing what they call alien plants, that is to say plants that aren't true wildflowers, to pollinators, you're essentially providing them low-grade nutrition or no nutrition.
Pollinators are attracted to familiar sights and scents, and while they're visiting wildflowers, they'll also pollinate your fruits and vegetables. Wildflowers are beneficial above ground, but they also improve what's under the dirt.
If you look at meadow ecosystems where the grasses have wide fibrous roots and the wildflowers have vertical roots that extend down into the soil, they function to do everything to improve the soil quality. And there's whole groups of wildflowers that thrive in pure clay soil called the clay busters. They break up soil, they add nutrients.
There are wildflowers to suit any soil type, and your garden doesn't have to look like a prairie to be beneficial. Showy plants such as blanket flower and coneflowers are stunning to see and loved by pollinators. Find the best wildflowers for your area at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Nissan's 2024 Pathfinder lives up to its name. Whatever path you choose, from muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder has the capability to get you there. With seven drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent four-wheel drive is built for even the most epic journeys. Find your path with Nissan's 2024 Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
67 in downtown Durant. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk up 10 to 1987, August up 3 to 2062, September up 4 to 2050, October milk up 6 at 2010. Cheese markets were lower today. Barrels down 1 to 192. 40-pound blocks down 3 quarters to 184 and a half. 7 trade of barrel, 11 trade of block on the day. Cash butter up 1 to 309. 7 trades on the day. Grading on fat dry milk down a quarter to 120 and a half. 2 trades on the day. Dry whey down 1 to 47 even. And one trade on the day. Live cattle markets are moving mostly higher in the nearby months as packer interest is approved. There are bids currently being offered in Kansas at 184 to 185 and in Nebraska at 197, but no cattle have traded just yet. Asking prices were at 189 to 190 in the south, in the north at 310 to 312. This afternoon's market will be one worth watching when the cash cattle do actually begin to trade. Feeder cattle markets are mostly lower today as the market is desperate to see the cash cattle market does first. Also, traders pull back as they always do before the cattle on feed report that is released after the close. Hog markets, meanwhile, they are moving mostly higher in the nearby month, but lower in deferred contracts. Today's export report was modestly supportive. Meanwhile, midday pork cutout values are higher. That's helping to at least support the nearby contracts. June live cattle up 67 cents to 187.75. August up $1.15 to 183.70. October up 25 cents to 184.07. August feeder cattle down 52 cents to 259.30. September down 47 cents to 260.70. October down 47 cents to 261.40. July hogs up 55 cents to 91.70. August steady at 89.12. October down 12 cents to 76.27. at the Chicago Board of Trade this afternoon. Corn futures are moving mostly lower. Now, warmer weather looks to carry through to the end of the month with the East Corn Belt in line for better moisture after recent dryness in the north and west. They will be wetter overall. Soybeans mostly higher on a firm spread type of trade as the market tries to rebound from the Thursday washout. Meal is leading the product complex higher. Planting should wind down with the heaviest rains in the areas that are mostly complete. Early development likely to stay mostly on track. Wheat markets, meanwhile, moving mostly lower. Harvest pressure and oversold conditions is edging the market to another set of fresh lows for the move. The plains weather should be mostly open in the short term to keep the combines rolling. July corn down 3 to 436¾. September down 1¾ to 443. New crop down 2 to 454¾. July beans up 6¾ to 1162. August up 8½ to 1148¼. And new crop up 5¼ to 1122. July soybean meal up $6 to 363.60. July soybean oil up 5 cents to 44.02. Chicago wheat, July down 12¾ to 560. September down 9¾ to 576¼. Minneapolis wheat, July down 2¼ to 616½. September down 2¾ to 623. Energy markets today. August crude oil down 61 cents to 80.68. September down 58 cents to 79.91. And July and August gas both steady. July at 249, August at 248. Join Chip Fleury for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Senate Republicans are aiming to improve crop insurance in the next farm bill. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Ranking Member John Boozman of Arkansas of the Senate Agriculture Committee recently released a farm bill framework. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall says Republicans on the committee put the farm back in the farm bill.
We've protected crop insurance and we've improved it. When we talk about reference prices, I've been fighting for increased reference prices for at least 5 years and finally made some headway here in this bill. I'm just excited to be here. I got to tell you, we've worked so hard on this. Our staff's worked hard on it. It's the next step in the negotiation. So here we go.
Marshall talks about some of the improvements he'd like to see in the crop insurance portion of the farm bill.
Our input costs are up. When you're putting more money into a crop, it has a higher value, and that drives up the cost of crop insurance. So the price of crop insurance has went up. What we've done, a bill that we helped write that's part of this farm bill, actually increases the funding levels as well as the government help with this as well. So both of those are in place on ours. The House did a pretty good job with it. I like ours a little bit better.
While Senate Republicans on the Agriculture Committee released their version of what they would like to see in the farm bill, the Democratic majority has not released a final farm bill markup for the Senate. Recently, the House Agriculture Committee released their version of a farm bill, and it did pass committee and is still awaiting a full House vote. Once there's a House vote and once there's a Senate bill and Senate vote, then a conference committee will have to be put together to iron out differences between the House and Senate versions of the farm bill before it would head to President Biden's desk. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. An interest in genetics, an unyielding commitment to registered Holsteins, and the fortitude to forge his own path have guided the 2024 Distinguished Young Holstein Breeder to success in the dairy business. Holstein Association recognized Trent Hendrickson as this year's Distinguished Young Holstein Breeder. Trent farms along with his wife, Kelsey, at Trent Way Genetics in Blanchardville, Wisconsin. The couple has four young children, and throughout the past 12 years, Trent and Kelsey have built Trent Way Genetics from the ground up and have grown it into a nationally and internationally recognized name, specializing in balanced type cows and red carrier genetics. The herd consists of 400 cows and 600 young stock and has a rolling herd average of 28,483 pounds of milk with a 4.0% fat test and 3.2% protein. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative has announced efforts in partnering with several other dairy industry supporters to codify the protection of timely payments and accurate testing as legislative text in the next farm bill. The request to move these specific federal milk market order provisions into legislation was prompted by the uncertainty created when volumes of milk are depooled, leaving farmers outside of the federal milk market order and outside of USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service. The action aims to extend those protections currently granted when a processor is pooled to all farmers and processors, regardless of their participation in the federal milk market order. Only 70% of U.S. milk is covered by the federal milk market order today, which leaves farmers that produce those 68 billion pounds of milk outside the order and its protections, said Tim Trotter, Edge CEO. It's time to ensure that all U.S. dairy farmers are granted the same confidence and assurance as those within the federal milk market order system. Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan, chair of the Senate Ag Committee, released a statement after the Congressional Budget Office published its revised 10-year budget projections. Today's updated projections from the CBO prove what we've been saying all along. The House Republican bill is unpaid for, relying on magic math and wishful thinking, she said. In exchange for blocking USDA's ability to provide real-time assistance to farmers through the CCC to address emergency challenges, House Republicans received only a small fraction of the $50 billion hole that they need to fill to pay for the bill, she said. She says her Rural Prosperity and Food Security Act is meaningful and responsible. She said, more importantly, it doesn't fracture the Farm and Food Coalition. That's the foundation of every successful farm bill. She went on to say, quote, I did the hard work of securing new resources outside the farm bill. Now's the time to start negotiating, unquote. USDA has released its 2024 livestock, dairy, and poultry outlook that shows the 2024 beef production forecast virtually unchanged. Heavier cattle weights are expected to partially offset tight cattle supply. The 2025 beef production forecast is raised, with expectations of continued high cattle weights and a shift in marketings from late 24 to early 25. Minor changes to cattle price projections from last month's forecast reflect changes in recent price data. Beef trade forecasts are unchanged. Milk production forecasts for 24-25 remain unchanged from the last projection at 227.3 and 229.3 billion pounds, respectively. The all milk price for 2024 was projected at 21.60 a hundredweight. Second quarter pork production was adjusted upward by 40 million pounds to 6.73 billion pounds, and expectations of higher average dressed weights and higher than expected ready-to-process hogs from the December-February pig crop. Also projected poultry broiler production in 2024 was also increased. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Periods of heavy rain and thunderstorms are expected through tonight, and we could see heavy rain in southeast Minnesota and in western Wisconsin. Now, additional showers and thunderstorms as well are expected Monday night and again next Friday and into Saturday. Forecast for today, showers and thunderstorms. We'll have highs 68 to 73. Relative humidities at 83 to 88%. East winds at 5 to 9. Anywhere from 1 to 1.5 inches of precipitation expected. Flood watches are also in effect. Tonight's cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Lows 62 to 67. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. East winds at 5 to 9. Another 1/2 to 3/4 of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, 90% chance of showers and storms, highs 71 to 76, relative humidities at 74 to 79%, southeast winds at 5 to 10. We'll see anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. For Sunday, becoming partly sunny, highs 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 85 to 90. Wednesday, sunshine, highs 75 to 80. And for Thursday, partly sunny, we'll have highs 75 to 80.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Won't you stay a little while? Keep me safe, 'cause there's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go. I don't wanna be alone, 'cause the second that you're gone, they're gonna know. Before he went to bed, he grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared when I'm not here, but I'll always be right there. Even though I'm leaving, I ain't going. Uncle Sam don't like to wait. He's got a big old plane that's gonna take me far away. I know I act tough, but there's a churning in my gut, 'cause I just can't call you up when things get rough. Before I left, he hugged my neck and said, just 'cause you're leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side. When you need me, you can't see me in the middle of the night. Just close your eyes and say a prayer. It's okay, I know you're scared. I might be here, but I'll always be right there. Even though you're leaving, I ain't going. Won't you stay a little while? I never thought I'd see the day I had to say goodbye. Daddy, please don't go. I can't do this on my own. Daddy grabbed my hand and said, just 'cause I'm leaving, it don't mean it. I won't be right by your side when you need me and you can't see me.
In the dress he bought her, she wouldn't care if he walked in and caught her. She's come to dance, a dance or two, and do no telling what by the time the night is through. She found out the hard way about him. She's out to find out how she'll do without him. Her hands are shaking, her heart's pounding by the way she's drinking. His memory's drowning. She's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times. Oh, she's never fooled around. He's still. And every head turns, you can see how hot her fire burns. He didn't know what a good thing he had. Well, it's too late, that's too bad. 'Cause she's not the cheating kind. She's been cheated one too many times.
Favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Hammer and a nail, stacking them bales. I'm dog tired by the 5 o'clock hour, but I'm ready to raise some hell. And Jesse's getting ready. I'm gassing up the Chevy. I'm gonna pick her up at six. I hope she's gonna wear them jeans with a tear that her mama never fixed. The moon comes up and the sun goes down. Turn the radio up, and that fireball
cherry on her lips. I've been working and trying and flirting and dying for an all night kind of kiss. The country on the boombox, candles on the toolbox. I'm doing everything right. Got the country boy charm turning all the way. I don't understand. I don't know how I got
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Pop a top again. I've just got time for one more round. Set them up, my friend. Then I'll be gone and you can let some other fool sit down. I'd like for you to listen to a joke I heard today from a woman who said she was through and calmly walked away. I tried to smile and did a while, but it felt so out of place. Did you ever